Nobody liked that man. Terrell Owens was to the touchdown celebration what Sigmund Freud was to psychotherapy. He was the father of the modern day celebration. And he had his followers, Chad Johnson, Joe Horn, Randy Moss, and a few others. Terrell Owens, where have all those character wide receivers gone? Everyone's so straight.
Well, you know what? The NFL has implemented this basically sort of like a no fun league. So they've basically kind of taken the fun out of the game, you know, to an extent. But, you know, some of the guys, they found, you know, creative ways to still kind of have fun with it. You know, you have guys like Victor Cruz, who's also, you know, he does the salsa dance after his touchdowns in memory of his grandmother. So other than that, you're not really going to find too many, you know, I guess, flamboyant or, you know, I guess, outgoing guys like myself and Chad and some of the guys that you just mentioned.
It's great to see your smiling face. Lots to cover. Let's start with you and bringing us up to date. You tweeted yesterday, "Hey, Jets, I'm available. I'm ready, willing, and able. Call my agent. Let's make it happen." How did they respond to that?
Well, I haven't really seen a whole lot of the responses. Obviously, like I said, I'm a social media, you know, network type of guy. So, you know, I tweeted it just to have fun with it. But at the same time, there's a, you know, a little bit of seriousness to it at the same time. I think a lot of people know that I'm, as I said, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to play the game. So as far as me, you know, actually getting on the field and getting a response, you know, from the Jets, you know, from themselves, I haven't gotten anything. So a lot of my friends have been following some of the sports networks, and obviously they were, you know, I guess Rex was questioned about the tweet or what have you, but I think the response that he said and what I've gotten is that, you know, never say never. So again, as I look at some of the games that have been played, you know, up until like week six, I know that there's definitely an opportunity. There's some room, you know, for some talent in my services. So it's just a matter of someone just making that call.
Who would you want to catch passes from, Owens or Tebow? Sorry, not Owens. Well, you could throw it to yourself, but Sanchez,
yeah,
or Tebow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Both of those guys, they have different strengths and weaknesses to their game. So, again, it's all about, you know, what position of the field and the team is in at that important time. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, as long as I can, you know, they throw it to me, I know I can catch it. So I feel like that I have the talent to go out there and help that football team. I think it's, you know, I've read a lot of the tweets and everybody was saying, "Oh, I'm desperate, blah blah blah. I'm begging for a job." But it's not begging for a job when you know that you can still play at a high level, given the opportunity. So when you have a defensive back, you know, playing offense and running routes, then, you know, I think that's more desperate than my actual tweet itself.
Do you think maybe teams aren't giving you a shot because nothing to do with your ability, even though you're 38? But your last season in Buffalo, you had almost 1,000 yards. You think teams are thinking, "Oh," and in Cincinnati, you clearly showed that you could play. Do you think teams are saying, "You know what, it's T.O., maybe he's going to come in, he's going to talk a lot, maybe it's not worth it"?
Well, I think that's definitely a part of it. And again, for whatever reason, you know, a lot of people around the league that have done far worse things than I have as far as, you know, I guess being outspoken. But again, you know, I've matured. There's things that I've done throughout my career that I can honestly say it was, you know, things said and done out of immaturity. And I feel like I've definitely grown and moved on from those things. And again, you know, if they want to hold those things over my head, I can't do anything about it. All I can do is, you know, just move forward. And I appreciate the opportunity that the Seattle Seahawks gave me, given, you know, the fact that, you know, some of those things that you just mentioned, you know, may be prevalent, you know, as far as why they won't bring me in. But again, if you're trying to win championship, you're trying to win games, I think that's what I've always kind of, you know, had in the back of my mind when I prepared for an upcoming season, is really just working my butt off, being the best player that I can be on the football field.
Terrell, let me ask you about what you just said. You said, you know, you've learned a lot and you've matured. If you were going to give advice to a young player who was, say, a young wide receiver who had the kind of talent and size and speed that you have, learning what you learned from your experience, what would you say?
really just go out there and just play the game. And I think I did that for the most part. I let my play do the talking for me. But at the same time, I grew up, you know, where I didn't really know how to play the game, so to speak, you know, as far as being politically correct. And so I never adopted that sort of thing. And so I was open and honest, and I was candid with some of the questions and the answers that was directed toward me. So again, I wore a chip on my sleeve. I knew that I worked hard to get where I was and where I am now. So I kind of just sometimes that kind of came off, you know, in some of my answers, you know, when I was doing interviews. But other than sometimes, I was young, you get kind of caught up in the moment. You get caught up, you know, into some of your own press clippings, things of that nature. But again, if I could go back, I'm sure I would definitely be a better person. And, you know, any of those guys that, you know, that have, you know, going down that road that needs advice or what have you, I'm sure, you know, they're smart enough, and I'm pretty sure people have told them, you know, don't go down the road that T.O. took or whatever, don't be a T.O., this and that. But I think there are far more positives about T.O. than negatives that have come out of my career.
You know, as a fan and just as an observer, as we go to break, I say, looking back at what you've done, wouldn't change a thing, because if nothing else, you were the entertainment in the game that's supposed to be entertainment. Stay right there. Thanks, by the way, for talking to us and really sharing a bit of your life with us.
Absolutely.
What do you think of when you hear that? I love me some me, Terrell.
I'm in awe of that statement, because I do love me some me.
You made some what I thought were really significant and very sensitive remarks in your GQ interview. And one of the things you said was, I don't have friends, I don't want friends. That's how I feel. That was, I guess, less than a year ago, but still a while ago. Do you still feel that way?
Well, I think, you know, obviously when you're doing an interview, you're kind of going with the flow of it. And actually, I think a lot of people took that, you know, obviously literally. But I do have friends. But I think, you know, going through some of the things that I was going through at that time, that's how I felt. I really felt like I didn't have any friends, really, any genuine friends that really, really had my best interest at heart, you know, considering, you know, some of the things that I was going through at that particular time. So, you know, didn't mean to offend anybody. But yeah, I do have friends, to say the least.
No, I don't think it offended anyone. Or maybe if I was your friend, it would have. But I think
exactly.
A lot of people looked at that and said, man, I feel sorry for that guy. That's sad. And I think that probably, you know, you look back, a lot of people assume because you were so extroverted and because you were T.O. and because you said and did the things you said that you didn't care whether people liked you or not. And that's probably not true.
Well, I think everybody's pretty much have said that, you know, made that statement, you know, I don't really care if anybody likes me or not. I mean, you just, you know, whatever the conversation is, you kind of just throw that statement out there. But again, I can only say that, you know, me going through some of the things that I was going through at that time, and I think no one actually knows but myself. I really didn't go in depth about the situation, but considering what I was going through at that moment, that's really, really how I felt. But at that time, I did have friends that I talked to, that I'm close with, that, you know, that I actually was involved with during this whole process. So again, in speaking about the particular things in the topic that we were speaking on, that's why I made that statement.
Let me throw some NFL questions at you, get your opinion on it. Who's the best receiver in the game today?
Right now, right now it seems like Victor Cruz is really, you know, making a statement, but I'll go not so far to Victor Cruz right now, but I'll say Megatron, guy out of the Detroit Lions.
Tony Romo, now he was your quarterback and obviously was your friend because you went to bat for that guy. In your mind, where do you put him in the hierarchy of NFL quarterbacks now? Is he above average, below average, average? How do you see Tony Romo?
I mean, he's a competitor. I mean, you know, right now I wouldn't put him in the top, you know, five quarterbacks, you know, if I had to list him. Only because, again, he's just like, you know, everybody has kind of put him on this pedestal, being that, you know, you're playing for the Dallas Cowboys, you have that star on the helmet, there's a lot of expectations. Everybody expects a lot of things out of the Dallas Cowboys, considering the owner, the big Jerry World Stadium that they have. But I think, you know, I think not only myself, but I think any fan out there watching games that Tony plays, obviously when they're on these Monday nights, these highly televised games, he never really produces, really never steps up to the plate to be, you know, to win games for him. And I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself to win games instead of just going out there allowing the guys around him to win games for him. And I think a guy that really does that well, knowing that he has the talent, and Tony does have that talent. You look at Tom Brady with the pieces that he's had throughout the course of his career. Tom Brady, obviously, is a great quarterback, but he dictates and he allows his players around him to win games for him. And there's going to be times where, you know, Tom Brady, you know, picks his spots where he makes those moments to insert himself to win games. And I think Tony has to put himself in those situations, just relax. But again, you know, Tony's a great quarterback. You know, he just hasn't won enough games consistently, you know, to kind of sway, you know, viewers, you know, fans like myself, to put him in that top, you know, top five in caliber and class of quarterbacks.
Outstanding analysis, made a lot of sense. Before we go to break, here's we got a ton of tweets when people learned that you were on the show, and here's one that I really did want to get to, and it's as simple as this: would Terrell Owens play in the Canadian Football League? Would you?
You know, I have, you know, I haven't really thought about it, you know, to be honest. So, you know, maybe given the right opportunity, if it presents itself. But right now I'm still training here in Los Angeles, you know, just, you know, staying ready, staying, keeping myself in shape. And, you know, I read a tweet from somebody, a quote from somebody the other day, and it made sense for me. And I was like, I'm just staying ready so I don't have to get ready.
You know, I would like to challenge you to do some sit-ups, because you're pretty good last time someone reporters were there with sit-ups. You stay right there. He's Terrell Owens, and we found out today, man, the guy knows his football. More OTR in a moment.